The shiur for the Haftarah of Simchas Torah is actually one of the first chiddushim that I ever had when I was a bacher, and I shared it with my Zaidi, Reb Michal Eisenberger, Zecharei Levracha, and he appreciated it. And I'm very excited to say it over for anyone who's interested. In the Haftarah of Vezeis HaBracha, which is the first capital of Yeshua, there are two psukim concerning Limud HaTorah. And we understand that Limud HaTorah is a prerequisite for acquiring Eretz Yisrael, for conquering Eretz Yisrael, for being Matzliach in Eretz Yisrael, and for living in Eretz Yisrael. And Yeshua specifically, who is Mekabel HaTorah from Moshe Rabbeinu, like everybody knows, is instructed in two very strong, specific psukim about Limud HaTorah. We want to focus on the differences and the contrast between these two psukim. So the first pasuk, it says pasuk Zayin and pasuk Ches, the beginning of Sefer Yeshua, Rak Chazak ve'ematz ma'oid, be very strong in action, very strong in heart. Lishmor la'aseis kechol ha'Torah, asher tzivcha Moshe adi, to keep the entire Torah which Moshe was instructed, which Moshe had instructed us to keep. Al tosvim eni yom nizma, Hashem tells Yeshua, don't turn from the Torah right or left. Some say it means don't be maisif or gerea. Leman taskil b'chol asher telech, and you'll have hatzlocha. The Targum says taskil is a lashon of hatzlocha, and wherever you go. Rashi says the same thing, taskil means hatzlocha. Then the pasuk says, the second pasuk, lo yomor sefer ha-Torah hazeh b'picha, the sefer Torah should never leave your mouth. V'gisa b'yom v'layli, you should be thinking, involved, and contemplating it day and night. Leman tishmor laset k'chol ha-kosev boy, in order to be able to keep everything. Ki oz tatsliach es drachacha v'oz taskil. And then you'll be able to have hatzlocha and haskalah. What is the difference between hatzlocha and haskalah? They both seem to be hatzlocha. Rashi says that taskil is tatsliach. So what's the difference? The Malam explains, tatsliach is luck. Fortune shines upon you. Things work your way. Taskil means when you make correct, intelligent choices. Okay, so these are the two psukim, and you'll really be able to appreciate the shira better if you look inside. But I want to speak to you about Bechlal, why we have two psukim, and maybe shtel on, maybe there's more, but we're going to point out four differences between the pasuk and ask as a question. How come in the first pasuk it speaks about Leman Taskil, and the second pasuk says Tatzliach Va'oz Taskil, speaks about Hatzlacha and Haskalah, and the first pasuk only said Taskil? Another question. The first pasuk said, "Al tasser mimenu yaminu smol." Don't turn to the right or left, which means we're speaking about someone going on a derech hatayra. Don't turn to the right of the derech. Don't turn to the left, even if it means taisif or gareya. But it definitely means the pasuk means stay on the path. So it's speaking about the path. And next to the word path, it says leman taskil. In the second pasuk, it speaks specifically about derech, and it says ki os tatzliach estrachacha. So to summarize the second question. In the first pasuk, Haskalah goes with the derech, and in the second pasuk, Hatzlacha goes with the derech. Third question, in the first pasuk it says to keep Gechol HaTorah. In the second pasuk it says, Layomer Sefer HaTorah Hazeh. And Rashi says, what Sefer HaTorah Hazeh? Sefer Mishneh Torah Hayelufanav. Now there are those who say that Mishneh Torah is referring to the second Sefer Torah that a king is Mechoyev to keep, because In Parsha Shaifim, the Torah tells us that a king has to have Mishneh Torah, and Rashi, and the Rambam, and the Parshas of the Ksugi and the Gemara says that a melech is mechuyev to have a second Sefer Torah. We know that Yeshua had a din of a melech. The Feirish Rambam brings the halacha that Yeshua had a din melech. The din of Meir B'Malchus is learned from this parak concerning Yeshua. So Sefer HaTorah Hazeh, there were those who say when Rashi is Sefer Mishneh HaTorah Elefanev, means he had his own second Sefer Torah. But that's not the Pashup Shad of Rashi. The Pashup Shad of Rashi is Sefer HaTorah Hazeh, referring to Sefer Dvarim. Because Mishneh Torah normally refers to Sefer Dvarim. Chazal, the Gemara and Megillah, and other places say Beferish, Mishneh Torah, when they're referring to Sefer Dvarim. There are even that Barbanel himself, by the Melech, says that the Pashup Shad of the Pasuk is the kings of Choyiv to have Sefer Dvarim. That's the Pasuk Shad of the Pasuk. That Daris Elio from the Goyin is in Shreif of his Mashu that is going to on Sefer Dvarim. The Ramban in his Agdama to Pirush HaTorah speaks about Sefer Dvarim being called Mishnah Torah. There's even an interesting sheet to the Bali Taisvis, who said that the king who has to have Mishnah Torah, Bali Taisvis say, can't be at a whole Torah, that'll be too heavy. So they say it's just a Saras HaDivrois. But we're going to go, Mirz Hashem, with the sheet that says that the Sefer HaTorah HaZeh, which is spoken about in the second Pasuk in Yeshua and Pasuk Ches, is referring to Sefer Dvarim. So to summarize the third question, why in the earlier Pasuk we speak about the whole Torah, and then we speak only about Sefer Dvarim? And we'll mention another question for now, one more question, interesting question. In Pasuk Zayin, Rak Hazak Ve'ematz Moed Lishmoy Lasais, with two lamins, Lishmoy Lasais, the Chol HaTorah. In Pasuk Ches, it says, Liman Tishmoy Lasais. And if we're on, I will add to this question, included in this question is why in Pasuk Zayin does it just say Lishmer Lasis without the word Laman, and in Pasuk Ches it says Laman Tishmer Lasis, extra Laman and Tishmer Lasis. So again, if you look inside, you'll be able to follow all these questions. We're really stelling at all the differences, or many of the differences between the two Pasukim. Basically, what's the first Pasuk and what's the second Pasuk about? Also, the first Pasuk begins with the word Rak, which seems a very strange way to start a Pasuk, but Mirz Hashem, we're going to give a Mahalach. So, when I was a bacher, about 18 years old or so, we had three steps in how to explain what these two pesukim are saying. So we'll begin as follows. The first pasuk, where it just says Laman Taskil, is speaking about a yid who lives completely according to Torah. Kechol haTorah, asher tzivcha Moshe Avdi. Al tasim meni yom nesmol, he manages to live a life where he's completely bound by Torah. He never turns to the right, never turns to the left. He keeps everything according to Torah. Someone who lives everything according to Torah and is involved completely in Torah, there's no question his hatzlacha is not just going to be blind luck fortune. It's going to be based on seichel haTorah, on das Torah. He's going to be matzliach on the highest level. His mind is going to be a mind which is thinking, a mind of Torah. He's going to have haskalah whatever he does. Masha'inke in the second pasuk is speaking about someone who isn't keeping necessary Kol HaTorah HaZayis, but he's trying to. He's not on that level. That's why the second pasuk says, V'agisa b'yam alayla. He's working hard, he's thinking about it, he's trying, he's putting in effort. So for him, he's not necessarily someone who knows what the Torah wants him to do in every situation. He doesn't have all the information. He doesn't have all the siyata d'shamayah. He doesn't have all the ruach hakodesh that comes with someone who's living completely Torah, but he's trying. And therefore the Rabbi Shem will reward him, ki oz tatzliach estrochecha. Even though he doesn't have the haskalah, he'll have tatzliach, v'oz taskel, if it would have been the same as if he would have had the seichel. So the first malach is the second pasuk is telling you ki us tatzliach estrochecha v'us tasklas, if you would have had the seichel. We can say, and this is the second malach, the second knach, a little differently, ki us tatzliach estrochecha, Hashem will give him atzlacha that will end up being zoicha to learn kol haTorah kula, because he's putting in the effort, even though he doesn't seem to be the type of person that's on that type of a level, talmid chacham, he's not that bright, but he's going to be putting in the work. And he'll be matzliach. The Baruch is going to bench him. It'll be zoicha to the seichel at the end. So ki od tzliach estrochecha. What's the hatzlacha? Hashem will bless him and give him fortune that he's able to go along, learn kol haTorah kula, and go on the darach memeila taska, like the guy in the first pasuk. And this, of course, reminds us of that beautiful story. I think I saw it a long time ago from one of Michiel Spiro's books. I think so. I think it was there. There was just adding this now. There was a yid who went to Mariel Diskin, who said that his new son-in-law was supposed to be a very big masmid in Talmud Chacham, and indeed he was a very big masmid, but he was not a big Talmud Chacham. He was actually quite slow. And after he got married to his daughter, or engaged, after he got engaged to his daughter, he discovered that this guy really, really was bechlal not what he had said he was going to be, what they said about him. And he wanted to know if he should break the shidduch. Okay, this is a once upon a time question. Speak to your local rabbi. Don't get all nervous about the story, please. This was a Mecca Toyas. The girl wanted only someone that's a Talmud Chacham, and this boy was not a Talmud Chacham. He was a Masmid, but he wasn't. So he asked Mariel Diskin what to do. Mariel Diskin said, I have a Messiah. What it says in the Mishnah, Kol ha Mekayim is a Torah mi oini, Soif alekayim mi oisher. Whoever keeps Torah when they're poor will end up keeping Torah when they're rich. It doesn't just mean poor monetarily. It means even poor, but aniyah bedas. Like the Gemara in the Darim says, aniyah bedas. So if they're learning Torah and they're poor in mind, Hashem will bench them. They'll end up being Isaac and Torah, being rich in mind. They'll end up becoming a real Talmid Chacham. And the story goes on that when Rav Aaron Kotler heard the story said over, he burst into tears. And Rav Huttner heard that Rav Aaron burst into tears. Rav Huttner said, the reason why Rav Aaron burst into tears was because he was a born genius. So he was never zoicha to be oisik and tayri mitech aniyas adas and geto ashiris. He always got it right away. He figured things out right away. It doesn't mean to say he didn't harve in tayra. We know Rav Aaron Kotler was the biggest harve in tayra. But he didn't have aniyas adas. He was never zoicha to that thing after the Shemaya that you get from being learning Torah me aniyas adas. And that's why he cried. Because he wished he could be zoicha to that gift of going from aniyas to ashiris. Al kuponim. So that is the first two steps in how to understand the first pasuk speaking about someone who is keeping gechol ha-toyro. He's not pointing yom and a small. He's going to have haskalah wherever he goes. He's going to have intelligent choices based on toyro. And the second pasuk is speaking to someone who's not involved gechol ha-toyro, but he's working vagisa, and then he'll be zechet to tatzliach. In one of two ways, either tatzliach as if he was haskil, or tatzliach to be able to learn kol ha-Torah kula and get that skull like the fellow in the first pasuk. But there's another whole layer, so we call it the third pshat. And that was the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Hilchas Talmud Torah, in Perek Beis, speaks about the Mishnah in Avos. Of course, it's based on many nice kelim before him and his own chedushim. The famous Shulchan Aruch Rav, Hilchas Talmud Torah, the famous kuntres. He says that Chas v'Shalom, from Halacha Dalet and on in Perek Beis, he says that there's isra to be shecheach davar echem elimudai, and it's ki'ilu mischai benafshei. That's what Chazal say. Someone forgets something from his learning, it's as if he is chayv misa. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, what's the lashon ki'ilu mischai benafshei? So he says a moridic thing. He says, Chazal say, you would think that if someone forgets it because it got too hard for him, or he was having a hard time remembering it. Of course, no, only if he removes it from his heart. If he intentionally is lazy, and that's Shulchan Aruch Rav says b'feirush, if he's lazy, if he has the ability to do more chazaras, if he doesn't, then he's ki'ilu mischai benafshei. So one might think, okay, you know something? I don't want to go there. I don't want to get danger in my life. So I'm going to not learn that much Torah. I'm just going to keep the basics, a little bit of basic Judaism. But if I keep learning, and I don't have the time to do chazara on all my starim, and I don't make the time for it, I'm going to get in trouble. You know something? Who needs that klala? Says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, if someone has an opportunity to learn and doesn't learn because he's scared that if he learns, he's not going to have time to chazar, he's worse off. He's not ki'ilu mischayiv menafshoi. He is not ki'ilu as if he's chayiv misa. He is literally chayiv misa. Like it says, the Le'Yosef Yosef. Someone doesn't add more Torah, Hashem's going to take him away from the world, the Gemara and the Tainus. So therefore, one is mechuyi to go along and get involved is much learning. But what should he do, says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, if he's someone that has a memory problem, and he keeps trying to learn, he's forgetting. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav writes eventually that amazing suggestion, and this is again based on the Drisha and the Shach, he says what he should do is train himself to learn things that are halacha lemaisa, like Oira Chaim, little bits of Yerudei and Chesh Mishpat Ezra that are more in a game, but mostly Oira Chaim. He should get involved in learning things, Gemaras and Sugis, which he's going to be able to bring a halacha lemaisa. So as he brings it out, it's going to become part of his daily ritual, part of his life. It's not going to be something he's going to forget, because he's going to be putting it into practice. And he says, and then when he finishes that, he should try to add little bits of other things, of kachrim and everything else. But he should put his main focus on things which are halacha l'maaseh. So he's like the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Perek Beis, Milchas Talmud Torah, for a fellow that knows that he has a forgetting problem. This is how we should be involved in halacha l'maaseh. Here I'll read you a few of the words. She akoli mude belimana mevli de maisa. In halacha is atrichas l'chodim le de oison. The halacha is everybody needs to know. Nor not to be nichshol. Ayin sham niflois. The most amazing guide of Hilchas Talmud Torah everybody knows is the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Hilchas Talmud Torah. Well, if so, we can go back and say that these two psukim in the Haftarah are actually speaking about the two types of Yidden. The first pasuk in the Haftarah is speaking about someone who his memory is fine and Baruch Hashem doing well and is able to go along and learn Kol HaTorah Kula. If he puts in the effort, he makes time for it, he puts aside time every single day, and he has time to chazer, and his memory is decent and okay, he could be the first pasuk. And the second pasuk we want to explain is someone who has a very faulty memory, he's struggling, he doesn't have time, he's really, really limited, he has a mamish and einis, and he's working on the lacha lamaisa. So let's take a look. The first pasuk, Rak chazak ve'ematz ma'oi lishmer lasik kachol ha'tayra shasivcha ma'isha avdi. This pasuk is speaking about someone that can learn kol ha'tayra kula. So it says, in this pasuk, in the earlier pasuk, lishmer lasik kachol ha'tayra shasivcha ma'isha avdi. Everything, this is someone who can do kol ha'tayra kula. Al tasher imenu yamin ismail, every bit. This person, like we said earlier, like we explained already in the first Malachim, Leman Taske B'chol Asher Telech. He's going to have Hatzlacha based on Das Torah, on knowledge of Torah. Siyata D'Shmai from Torah, Zorcha L'Dvarim Harbi of Torah. He's going to help him, he's going to be Metzliach and everything. But the second Pasuk is coming for the Yid that maybe if he jumps to Kabbalah and to Kachim and to Tyrus, things that are less relevant when in his situation, he's not a Kayin, or he's not living in time of the Beis HaMikdash, is going to be something he's going to be learning and forgetting, and he could be putting the work into the stuff that's lamaisa. So the second pasuk says, "Lo yomor sefer ha'tayra azeh." So Rashi sefer ha'tayra is mishnah tayra, because like the Ramban says in Nakdama to sefer dvarim, that sefer dvarim is a chazara of all the relevant pertinent halachas which are negiah to a yid in his daily life, as opposed to sefer vayikra. So sefer ha'tayra azeh mishnah tayra means halacha lamaisa. Because he has to be someone to make sure it doesn't leave his mouth. Because his goal is to make sure he doesn't forget it. He better keep chazering and chazering what he needs to put into practice. He has to make that effort, put in that work, to be contemplating about as much as possible. Leman tishmer lasik. So take a look. In this second pasuk, it says, Leman means his goal is tishmer lasik. Now most of Farshim explain, Tishmar means loisaseis, and lasis is mitzasasei. That's very often what it means. But the way we're explaining it's like this. Leman tishmar lasis. His goal, even his shmira, when he wants to be shomer the Torah, not to forget it. Shomer, he's guarding it. Lasis, it's all in order to keep lamaisa. And that's the Torah that he's focusing on. Whereas in the first pasuk, it didn't say leman. It said lishmar lasis, with two lamets. Lishmar and Lasis. Why? Because the Gemara says at the end of the first parak in Kedushin, Machloikis in the Gemara, what's more important? Torah or Maisa? Liman at Torah or Maisa? Machloikis in the Gemara. And the Gemara's maskana is that you should get involved in Liman at Torah because you're going to have Maisa. And Rashi explains, usually you have both. So that's the first pasuk, is someone that can do everything, is Lishmar and Lasis. He has two goals. He needs to go along and be Shomer all the Torah. That's one goal of his, the Pasha Torah, and Lasos, and into keeping mitzvahs. But the second Pasuk says, Leman, he's leading you to only one goal, the Tishmar. When he's learning Torah, it's only Lasos. And if you think maybe it's a Daichik, I say a Tishmar speaking about being Isof Torah, the Pasuk that we brought down at the Mishnah began with the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Rak Yishamer Lecha, Shmor Nafshecha Ma'od, is speaking about not to forget Torah. So Yishamer means to guard the Torah. And Adarab, in Parshas Veschanan, everybody knows one of the mitzvahs, Sheish Zachiris, one of the things that a Jew must remember every single day is Maimon Har Sinai. Raki Shomer Lecha Ushmar Nafshecha Ma'od, Petishka Chesadvar Mesheroi Necha, the day of Har Sinai, Matan Torah. And that's really how these two psukim began. Rak Chazak Ve'emot, Rak means Mamish, this thing, we're speaking about which aspect of Torah? To keep Torah, not to forget Torah. Be connected to Maimon Har Sinai, and be connected to Limud HaTorah. That's why it begins with Rak, a remez to being connected to Torah. And the second pasuk continues and says, Ki oz tatzliach estrochecha v'oz taskel. Like we were mazim before, now we'll go back the same as before. This Yid, who's only able to, he's learning mostly Mishnah Torah, he's learning Halacha Lamaisa. So Lechayri is not going to have Atzlach in all his ways. Says the Navi, no, he's still going to have, because his brother is going to bench him, going to bless him with fortune and oysher and Hatzlach in all his ways, as if he was learning everything, as if it was Taskel. Or, the other way we said before, that he'll be Zaych eventually to come to a point where he's able to get involved and be learning Kol HaTorah Kula, b'schus that he put so much effort into the part that's halacha l'maisa. Like you said before, the story, someone who learns Torah mi'ayni will be zeichet to learn Torah mi'aysher. So just to summarize what came out, the first pasuk of these two psukim of Torah is speaking about someone who's zeiche, he's a normal person, he's able to make enough time in his day to go along and learn Torah and learn all of Shas, whatever program he chooses to do that with, whatever type of chavrusa he's working on, he's able to make a decent amount of chazaris, he's able to go along and accumulate his limud haTorah, that person, he's going to live with it, he's not going to be pining him in small, he's going to be taskil b'chol asher teilech. And that's the rak. He has to be careful not to forget any of that. Lishmer lasis, he has two goals, Torah and Lemaisa, for everything, from Kol HaTorah Kula. But the second pasuk, speaking about someone that's not in that Madrega, he's someone that's not holding there yet. So he's working on Halacha Lemaisa. So Le'yomer Sefer HaTorah Zemipicha, referring to Sefer Dvarim, referring to Halacha Lemaisa, he's someone that should be focused on Torah Halacha Lemaisa. He's being misbehaved in it. And Leman Lishmer lasis, he's trying to keep everything. He learns things that he knows he can keep. And then it will be zoicha to hatzlacha, which will bring him to the greatest haskalah in the world. We should be zoicha to, when we begin now, simchas Torah, to be Isaac and Torah. I just mentioned that there's a seder, you can check it up. I'm not going to tell you where to look, but there's all different programs. People learn about two prakim of Nachadei, one of Nevi and one of Ksuvim. And then next simchas Torah, when you're zoicha to simchas Torah to finish Chumash Rashi, you can be zoicha to finish also all of Nach. If you want, you do one pasuk a day, one parak a day from Navi, or one from Ksuvim. You can finish Neviim by next year, or Ksuvim. We should be zeichet to have a chizik in our limud haTorah. We should get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah, and be zeichet to the Gula Shlema, Meher V'yameinu, B'tishrei Asidin Ligal, according to many Shitas and Chazal, Meher V'yameinu. Have a good Yontif.